Good afternoon, dear listeners. I'm Yusra Larjoun, your anchor on our daily newscast live from RIM Radio Studios in Rabat for the headlines. His Majesty the King addresses message to participants at International Symposium to mark 75th anniversary of Universal Declaration of Human Rights. COP28, Morocco and Ethiopia join forces to create international coalition for sustainable energy access. Rome, Morocco and Malta set to boost cooperation relations. An internationally Mercosur summit in Rio de Janeiro focuses on aborted EU agreement. His Majesty King Mohammed VI Meghata System addressed a message to participants at the International Symposium held in Rabat to mark the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights on the theme, 30 Commitments to Human Dignity, Is the Universal Humanist Ideal Unfulfilled? In his royal message read out by President of the National Human Rights Council, CNDH, Amin Abu Ayyash, His Majesty King Mohammed VI stressed that it is urgent, even imperative, to continue to reflect on the most accurate ways of ensuring the effectiveness of the principles enshrined in the Universal Declarations of Human Rights. Given the special importance of your symposium, the successive tensions affecting the world, and the repeated breaches of the lofty principles and values underpinning the declaration, we cannot but underscore once again the need to renew the universal pledge to protecting the rights of individuals and groups, especially those living in precarious conditions, underlined the sovereign. In this regard, His Majesty the King underlined that the Kingdom of Morocco's commitment to promoting human rights at the national level did not stop at enshrining those rights in the Constitution. Quote-unquote, our commitment to human rights has become a defining element of public policy and a basic determinant of the strategic decisions we make, be it in the economic, social, cultural, or environmental sectors, added the sovereign. Leaving national soil to Dubai, the Kingdom of Morocco and the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia signed on Wednesday on the sidelines of COP28 a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, for the creation of a Coalition for Sustainable Energy Access, CSEA. This Memorandum of Understanding, signed by the Ministry of Energy Transition and Sustainable Development, MTEDD, and the Moroccan Agency for Sustainable Energy, MASEN, on the Moroccan side, and by the Ministry of Water and Energy, MOWE, on the Ethiopian side, aims to provide a framework for relations between the parties and to define the terms and conditions of their cooperation with a view to establishing a CSEA. The signing of this MOU is recognition of the Kingdom of Morocco's long-standing commitment at the highest level to South-South cooperation, particularly with African countries, aimed at advocating active solidarity to meet the challenges of climate change and sustainable development. From Dubai to Rome, the strengthening of bilateral relations between Morocco and Malta were the focus of talks on Wednesday between the Maltese Deputy Minister for Foreign and European Affairs and Trade, Christopher Kutajar, and the Kingdom's Ambassador to Malta, Youssef Barla. The meeting, which took place at the Kingdom's residence in Rome, provided an opportunity to examine ways of implementing the recommendations of the joint declaration signed during the official visit to Rabat last June by the Maltese Minister of Foreign Affairs. The deputy minister hailed the excellent level of relations between the two countries, praising the major reforms undertaken by Morocco in various fields under the enlightened leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, which have made the kingdom a credible reference partner and a hub of stability in the region. Kutajar reiterated the need to boost these ties by exploring new avenues of cooperation, notably in the fields of trade, the fight against human trafficking, and greater air connectivity. For his part, Barla praised Malta's role in the Security Council, which has led to actions and initiatives that have contributed to strengthen peace and security in the world. Back on national soil, the United Nations Deputy Secretary General Amina J. Mohammed welcomed on Thursday in Rabat the Kingdom of Morocco's active interaction with UN human rights mechanisms. Quote-unquote, Morocco completed the fourth cycle of the Universal Periodic Review in 2022. We invite it to continue harmonizing its national legislative frameworks and development plans with its international human rights commitments, stressed Amina J. Mohammed in a video message at the opening of the International Symposium held to mark the 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights under the high patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI. In this respect, the UN official highlighted the leadership of the CNDH, which plays a central role in backing the National Immigration and Asylum Strategy with the support of the United Nations Development Programme in Morocco, expressing the hope that other countries in Africa and beyond will draw inspiration from this initiative. The Government Council convened today in Rabat examined the cooperation agreement in the field of civil protection between Morocco and Portugal, signed in Lisbon on May 12, 2023. Also discussed was Bill 40.23, improving the aforementioned agreement. The agreement aims to protect individuals and property against severe accidents and disasters of natural or technological origin, but also reflects the commitment of both countries to strengthen their ties and develop fruitful cooperation in this field, in accordance with the laws and regulations in force in both states. Discussions with teaching unions as part of the government's announced meetings are taking place in an atmosphere of seriousness and responsibility, highlighted government spokesperson Mustafa Beitas today. Addressing a question about the ongoing sectoral dialogue with teaching unions in a press briefing following the weekly government council, Beitas emphasized that every effort will be made to swiftly reach an agreement with the unions to meet aspirations in the education sector. He clarified that the current meetings aim to make progress on various agenda items that are causing concerns within the education community. A statement from the Ministry of National Education, Preschool and Sports released on November 30th after a meeting of the Tripartite Ministerial Commission and the most representative teaching unions underscored the government's commitment to positively respond to the expectations of teachers, ensuring the normal resumption of classes in the best interest of students. The government has responded to the demands presented by unions in the sector, notably by announcing the freezing of the status of National Education civil servants for amendment purposes. Morocco was elected Thursday in the person of Professor Nejel Abadi to chair the World Federation of Neurosurgical Societies on the sidelines of the 18th World Congress of Neurosurgery, which takes place from December 4th to 8th in Cape Town, South Africa. El Abadi represents the first woman in the world as well as the first African and Arab woman to assume this prestigious responsibility. Concluding with international news, the member states of the Southern Common Market, Mercosur, are holding a summit this Thursday in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, to discuss the failure of negotiations with the European Union on a free trade agreement and to formalize Bolivia's membership of this regional bloc, in addition to a future trade agreement with Singapore. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is expected to hand over the rotating presidency of the grouping, which also includes Argentina and Uruguay, to his Paraguayan counterpart Santiago Pena. Brazilian media report that the objective set by Brazil during its rotating presidency of the bloc, namely the signing of a free trade agreement with the EU, has not been achieved, noting that such an agreement will not be concluded in the near future. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez deplored the fact that the Mercosur-EU agreement is encountering resistance in Europe. For his part, Argentina's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Santiago Cafiero, declared that the agreement between the EU and Mercosur in its current state is a bad agreement that will have a negative impact on the industry and agricultural exports of the grouping's countries. And that wraps up today's news update. Thank you for joining us, and remember to stay tuned for the latest national and international news and updates on RIM Radio.